Right.
Well, isn't this nice? Danielle says, good morning, Ben. I just wanted to let you know how much I love the Harley Kahn segment. I look forward to hearing from him every day. I love listening to you too. Have a wonderful day. Harley Kahn's, good morning to you.
Who was that who said that?
Danielle.
My cousin Danny. Oh, that's so cool.
I love it how I'm an afterthought. She says, I love Harley Kahn's. Oh, yeah, I like you too. Thank you very much, Danielle. Now, Harley, Gabby Petito, this 22-year-old who was murdered, they're still searching for Brian Laundry, the boyfriend?
Yeah, the boyfriend, the fiancé. You know, it's such a heartbreaking story, you know, because she was so becoming, you know, so sweet from everything that we've been able to learn. And even when you saw her in the video, in the videos from the police and so forth, you know, it was clear that this was not a mean person or anything like that. And then it gets worse day after day. I mean, the autopsy said she was strangled, but not just strangled, strangled by hand, which is deeply personal and even more horrific for the victim, no doubt. The boyfriend, Brian Laundry, is suspect number one, and it's easy to understand why. He went home without her. He used her bank card after she was dead, and he's been on the run ever since. The search continues for him. They're combing a lot of the already well-searched areas, and so a lot of people are beginning to wonder, is he there, or is he long gone? Mm. Did he manage to get away?
Yeah, is he dead or is he alive? I suppose that's another question as well. And Harley, you've got a Guinness World Record for us. What have you done this time?
Pretty big pocket knife. This is a Paul Bunyan pocket knife. Guinness confirms it. 34 feet, 6 inches. Folding pocket knife made by Red Hill Cutlery in Radcliffe, Kentucky. They have a big knife museum there, and they figure it'll be a tourist attraction. And it might be. The blade itself weighs 1,500 pounds. It's fully functional. They say it is made to be weather resistant. So it opens, it closes. It's supposedly fairly sharp. I don't know how sharp it will really be. Not if kids are ever going to climb on it. But here's what I want to know. I want to see the pocket it gets lost in.
Well, you know what? We've got a big banana here in Australia, so we could send over the big banana and it could be sliced up with a big knife.
Well, you could do that, but who's going to handle both of them?
We love handling you, and so does Danielle. We'll catch up next week.